We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bet. Another great bet is that Jay Black will have some brilliant insights into television. He's from jblackcomedy.com, and he is on the line with us right now. Hi, Jay.
Good morning, Angelo.
Hey, Jay. When you write these TV shows and stuff, when you like to write a juicy part where you, as an actor, as a performer, can emote, right, can really give you something, I'm getting the feeling now with play-by-play in sports, they're moving away from that and more letting the picture do the story. Is that what's going on?
You know, I think so, and I was trying to figure out what this why this is happening, and I think it comes down to something very simple. TVs are a lot better than they used to be.
I mean,
if you think about what the golden age of play-by-play guys, I mean, that's really the radio, right? When you had to paint a picture with your words. And then as we move into television, we have little tiny black and white screens, and then we have color TVs, but they're still terrible. I mean, you know, I was watching a show set in the 70s, and they bought a 19-inch television, and it was considered gigantic. You know, nowadays we have basically 50-inch windows that let us watch a hyper-realistic HD game. The play-by-play guy doesn't have to tell us what we just saw because we just saw it.
So this is the old thing that a picture's worth a thousand words, right?
Right. Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, we're looking for added value. When we can't see the picture, the play-by-play guy gives us added value. Now, they pull back a little bit. We're looking more for color analysis or something that we can't get just from the picture, someone telling us something we can't see. And I think that's more valuable.
What Jay's saying is back 30 years ago, oh, I can't believe what I just saw, Jack Bach. Or do you believe in miracles, Al Michaels? Mm-hmm. Here's Al Michaels doing the double doink. It actually is Chris Collinsworth who says the memorable thing, not the play-by-play player. Here's how it sounded Sunday.
43-yard attempt from the right hash mark. And, oh, he hits the upright again. That's impossible. He does it again. Bottom line, it doesn't go through. Upright. Yeah, looks like it bounced off the crossbar as well.
Oh, my goodness. The Bears' season's going to end on a double doink.
By the way, neither of them sounded too thrilled with that happen either. I still think they hate the Eagles.
Yes, they do.
Jay, you know what the real answer is now? Go to radio.
Yeah.
Radio is where you can emote. Did you hear Ricky Ricardo's Spanish call?
I did not, no.
Jay, get ready for this. This is what you call performance art. Listen to this.
43 yardas. El snap. Le mete el pie. Distancia, dirección. Le dio el poste. No, falló.
Oh.
No, señor. No, señor. No, señor. No, señor. No, señor. Chicago, Chicago. Parky falló. Los Eagles ganan el juego. Ay, papá.
I papaje.
Just once in my life, I'd like to be excited about anything. Like,
I mean, is that unbelievable, Jay? Jay, that kids out there, go to radio. You can emote better. It's more fun.
Yes, 100%.
Right. Now, Jay, the other thing I want to ask you, this was a big moment because I know you have always felt The Sopranos is the greatest TV show ever. Am I right?
Sopranos and Mad Men are 1 and 1A in my mind.
Okay.
The Sopranos first, yeah.
It was the 20th anniversary of the debut of The Sopranos. Are you saying to me the only show that approached it in terms of quality was Mad Men? Is that correct?
So in my mind, it goes Sopranos 1, Mad Men 1A, and then probably Breaking Bad for number 2, so far as quality is concerned, over the course of a full season.
I could not agree with you less. Breaking Bad is actually the greatest show that was ever made.
Breaking Bad.
Do you know my brother-in-law, right? He lives in Rhode Island, and they have a little slow up there. where I grew up. He just finished Breaking Bad.
I've never seen it.
It's great.
All right, wait, Jay, say something to Rhea quick. She's never seen it.
It's fantastic, Rhea. It is. It's like not seeing The Wire. How do you go through life
never
without
saw
a cultural touchstone?
Oh,
come on, Rhea. You got to watch both of those.
What are you doing, Rhea?
She's got better things to do.
What are you thinking?
I don't sit in front of my TV all
Thank
the time.
You.
All right, one last thing. I just got to run this way because, Jay, am I right that you have written some of those romantic films that have appeared on Lifetime?
Oh, God.
I have, yes.
Did you hear the story of what happened on Lifetime?
Oh, God.
This is this is the greatest story ever. All right? They're doing a Christmas movie, and they need what they consider an unattractive family.
Oh.
They're looking around for a Christmas card. You know how people send them out?
Yeah, yeah.
They pick a family they think is not great looking.
Oh, my God.
They got a woman in the movie pinning the Christmas card up, and the husband going, "No, it's ugly. They're ugly. Take it down."
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The people weren't watching, but their neighbors were. They called them and said they just called you ugly on a Lifetime movie.
Oh, dear Lord.
What do you think happened next, Al?
Suit?
Yep. Lawyers. Jay, do you believe that happened?
I love that. I mean, I certainly, having written those things, I'm surprised nobody along the line said, guys, we can't call a group of people ugly without their permission.
Don't you have to sign waivers?
Right, listen, Jay, if you ever write a line like that, I am allowing you to use my face. All right, Jay?
The next movie will have you in that capacity, Angela.
He's ugly. It's ugly. Get it out of here. JayBlackComedy.com. Thank you, Jay.
Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend.